And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, our devotional diamond of the day. Our, wow, I read that in scripture. It jumped out at me, slapped me across the face and said, looky here, looky here. The title, Bigger Than a Church. Bigger Than a Church. Also, we'll review that new college, I Offend You, the sophomore years. And today's Facebook post, who is he? I do not know.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics? Maybe not. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities.
Fascinating material.
It is. And you know what we did today? My wife came into the office today and we rearranged my office. I've never moved such heavy stuff in all my life. I am older than I used to be. Oh, and oy vey, there's so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's a cross. See, I like to really stop right there. It's cross. Between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, somebody just got that for the first time. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. If you want to reach the show, you are welcome to do so by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. A couple things I do want to tell you. Okay, we, of course, congratulations to Senior Pastor Randall Tanini from Grace City Church. They are our K-Praise Church of the Week over at San Diego Grace City, or Grace City Church San Diego. It's really how you're supposed to say it. I can't really say San Diego Grace City. It's like Grace City Church San Diego is really how you're supposed to do it. Did you hear how he came up with that name in that interview yesterday?
That was pretty cool.
That's a great one. Just think about that. Could you imagine going to a city? Now watch this. And you go into the city and you walk in, and there's grace everywhere. Yeah, I have never seen that city on the earth. That's why this is a great idea. Grace City Church, more information from them, gracecitysd.com. You missed the interview if you're listening to me right now. That interview ran yesterday at 2:30. It is going to be on the podcast pretty soon. It's not up there yet, but we'll get it up there. You'll have a chance to listen to it. You can always go to kprz.com, and there's a little button that says podcasts. And we'll get that up for you, and you'll have a chance to listen. Other thing I do want to tell you, very important to me. You might be thinking, okay, well, who are you? Well, I'm just a son of the Most High God. That's all I am. But that's good enough. Here is something I want to tell you about. USS Midway Overnight Adventures taking place April 22nd, so it's going to happen tomorrow night. That opportunity still exists for you to participate with them. You got to go to midway.org, though, like now, because I think it closes like at 5 o'clock today. And you'll have an opportunity to spend the night on the USS Midway, which is a ship that took care of 4,500 souls, just by the way, so that 70 people can fly planes. It took 4,500 people in support. They walk you through the entire ship. You go through the entire elements. They show you things you've never seen. They've got 30 flight simulators that you can go there and have a great time and pretend you're flying a plane. And if you can't make it onto the deck, you can always land at an In-N-Out and get a burger. I mean, how much fun is that? But it's all simulated, so you don't get to actually have the burger. It's a simulated In-N-Out burger. See how that works? Go to midway.org, your last shot. And if you don't make the overnight, you can do what I'm doing with my wife and her folks. We're all getting together, the four of us are getting together, and we're going on a tour of the USS Midway Museum because it just is so, it's so fascinating. And their folks, her folks are coming in from out of town. We're all going together, and we're going to do that in about 3 weeks. I just encourage you to check them out. I think it'll be a big blessing for you. Midway.org. Midway.org. Did I make that clear? Midway.org. You like that flight simulator idea? You get an In-N-Out burger. It's don't you like that? I mean, is that or a pastrami?
Nope. Now you're talking.
Yeah, if you're going to take a flight simulator, you might as well fire over to New York and go to the Stage Delicatessen.
Why do a flight simulator and crash? If there's food at the other end, that's motivation, extra motivation to just stay right on course.
There you go. All right, I'm going to do my devotional diamond of the day, bigger than a church, in the following segment, not this segment. We are going to cover the new university, I Offend You. Come on. That's funny. In the meantime, I wanted to bring this scripture to the forefront because it's something that's just been kind of, at my mind. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, I'm not going to go deep, not going to give it a title, but keeping it simple, it says this: "In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Just a terrible thought for most Christians who don't like to go through the process of sanctification. Oh, well. Oh, well. Here's what it says. "In this you greatly rejoice, even though for a little while, if necessary, you've been distressed by various trials." I know people don't want to go, well, it can't possibly be necessary for me to go through a trial. Wrong answer. If the Lord thinks it's necessary for you to go through various trials so that you can reflect the image of Jesus Christ more, guess what you're going through? And whether you think that's terrific or not, if you love the Lord with your heart, soul, strength, and mind, you'll want everything in your life that He wants in your life. And that's the attitude and spirit that we'll have together. So if it's necessary, we say okie dokie. And if it's necessary, we recognize that it's going to prove and strengthen and basically metallize or solidify our faith to be even that much stronger and bring glory to God in the process. I think all of that we could say, well, that is pretty good, and I do like that. So, yes, there is a reason to rejoice. Ultimately, it brings glory to God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hello, this is Dr. Tony Evans with the Urban Alternative, and I want to challenge churches all over America to become part of the National Day of Prayer. If there was ever a day when God's people needed to grab a hold of God and to invite His manifest presence back into our midst, today is that day. In every direction we look in our culture, chaos has taken control. And when God is dismissed from a culture, that vacuum is filled by evil. So it is incumbent upon God's people, through whom He has determined to express His presence, to make contact with Him in unity, on one accord. And one of the best times to do that is the National Day of Prayer. So you and your church need to get involved and make your voices heard on earth, inviting heaven in our midst to turn around a culture in chaos. The National Day of Prayer needs you.
Can we believe one way and vote another? We may be seeing a lot of this in the coming weeks and months. This is Jim Garlow. I ask a politician, "Are you pro-life?" He said, "Yes." I ask, "Suppose there's a tie on Roe v. Wade overturning legislation that allows doctors to perform abortions legally. How would you vote?" He said, "I'd vote to continue it and keep it legal." "Then don't tell me you're pro-life," I said. And he says, "Oh, but I am personally." If you're personally pro-life, but you're not legislatively doing anything about it, you're worthless to that pre-born baby. You can't believe one way and vote another as a politician or a citizen. In a monarchy and a dictatorship, people can't do anything about their government. But in a democracy or in a constitutional republic like we have, we vote, we the people, vote politicians into power. Make sure that what you believe determines how you vote. Be visceral about biblical values. This is Jim Garlow.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Hillary Clinton deserves criticism for many aspects of her candidacy, including her push to expand government's role in our lives and to pull back from America's leadership in the world. She's also open to ethical questions over her reckless use of a secret email account, dubious donations received by the Clinton Foundation, huge speaking fees from Wall Street, and much, much more. But it makes absolutely no sense for Republicans to attack her marriage. Dragging out these ancient scandals will only work to strengthen Hillary. Bill's popularity actually peaked during the impeachment crisis, while Hillary won sympathy and support for her Senate race by standing by her man. Through it all, the Clintons have managed to raise an achieving, well-adjusted daughter and to keep a troubled marriage together for 41 years. Why attack them for the one achievement that conservatives should be most inclined to respect? I'm Michael Medved.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
And it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way.
You welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach to the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com is the email. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt, so try and stay current. That's always helpful. On the phone with us, first-time guest, Carmen Fields, here to talk to us about the Think Realty Expo. Carmen, are you there with us?
I'm here. How is everybody?
Everybody's doing great here. How are you? Things are going well. You excited for your expo?
Very excited. It's going to be a great event, a great time, lots of education. Can't wait to see everybody there.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about, so if I'm a person who doesn't know much about what's going on, talk to me about what the Think Realty Expo is.
So the Think Realty Expo is really the premier event for real estate investors. You can have never done a single transaction and just be thinking how to build your wealth for retirement or your future, or you can be a seasoned professional that's done 100 plus transactions, and there will be something for you to gain from the event. We're going to have local and national speakers providing lots of educational content on the latest trends in real estate investing, as well as local and national vendors who will provide lots of resources and tools for those that are looking to get into the space to help them build their wealth and help them take the correct steps and not lose a lot of money when they go down that path.
All right, let me ask you this. I want to make sure if I give information that's incorrect, please just correct me. But website-wise, it's thinkrealty.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. And they can get to our event page from there. And it'll give them all the information on the expo that's coming up this weekend.
Awesome. All right. And then the next question, the phone number that I have, and again, if it's incorrect, let me know, 816-398-4130.
That is correct.
Oh, boy, I'm 2 for 2. Man, I wish I was playing basketball. Yes. Then I'd be making lots of money. All right. So for people that are wanting to get involved from the investment point of view, what you're saying is it does into real estate. It doesn't matter whether they're new or they've never done it before or they've done it a ton. You're going to kind of have the gamut covered at the expo. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is correct. We really want to have something there to service anybody in the industry. A brand new person just thinking about getting into it, or someone who's done tons of deals, there'll be lots of networking opportunities to really help take them to the next level.
Yeah, and that's an important part of this, too, from the networking point of view, is connecting with people who are in the industry in this same field or of like-mindedness, and gives people a chance to rub elbows and make those new connections. That's always a good thing. Is there a cost involved for the expo?
Yeah, actually, to the public, there is a cost, but just for being listeners of yours, we're offering free tickets to your crowd. All they'll have to do is go to the website you provided them and enter in the code KCBQ, and that will get them a complimentary ticket to the event this weekend, as well as a free book by Kathy Fetke that's called Retire Rich with Rentals. It was a Amazon bestseller also.
Very cool. Okay, so now let me ask you this, and I just don't know, so you'll have to work with me on this. So, Carmen, at this expo, do you do, like, any breakout classes? Do you do any teaching, or do you help just coordinate from a direct marketing, from a marketing element?
I just help coordinate things from a marketing element. I will be there, though. I'll be at the Think Realty booth. I would love for everybody to stop by and see me and say hello and mention that they heard this on the radio. That would make my day.
Yeah, so that's the reason that I wanted to bring that up, because I want people, if they're going to go to the expo and you get there, you want to say, well, I heard this lady. I want to meet her. And then that's that
yep.
opportunity where they can do that. So, again, people need to know thinkrealty.com is the website, 816-398-4130. Just do me a favor real quickly. The expo is, give me the dates on the expo and the location. Make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, it's one day. It's April 23rd, this coming up Saturday, and it's going to be at the Long Beach Convention Center here in Long Beach. Check-in starts at about 8:30, and our first speaker goes on at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay, now is that 9:30 prompt or 9:30 California time?
More than likely California time, but we'll say prompt. We want everybody to be there.
Awesome. All right, fantastic job. Again, ladies and gentlemen, thinkrealty.com to get more information on Think Realty Expo. The number, 816-398-4130. Great job, Carmen. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing everybody this weekend.
All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome aboard the David Spoon Experience, sponsored by the USS Midway Family Ministry Overnight Programs. For reservations, visit midway.org.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Chris, what does Subaru Mazda of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in. I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on, they were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. Again, 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
Peer pressure is not always bad. This is Real Family Life with author and speaker Dennis Rainey. It's Thursday, April 21st.
Being around a crowd of negative people will cause you to do negative, though. Even though I say it didn't influence me, I'm sure it did. When my son grows up, the type of friends that I want him to have are positive friends, friends who don't do drugs, and friends with college on their minds.
Peer pressure often is a dangerous influence in a child's life, but it can be used in positive ways as well. When one of our daughters was a teenager, we got together with one of her best friend's parents, and together we challenged both of our daughters to be positive influences in one another's lives. We talked about some of the pressures they would face and some of the ways they could hold one another accountable in making good choices. They accepted the challenge and provided one another with the positive peer pressure they needed. One final thought. Peer pressure can lead your child away from the values you're teaching at home, but it can also be a powerful tool in keeping your child walking in the right direction. Why don't you consider identifying the friends that can influence and provide your child with some positive peer pressure, and then encourage your child to spend some time with them. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Lord, I am wandering. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know what I'm doing right there? I'm whistling on the radio. Why can I do that? Why not? I do want to remind people about the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. You'll hear me say something about it in the next segment as well. It's pretty simple. It's an opportunity for pastors to have fellowship, lunch, special gift, awards, laughs, and be subject to a thing or two that could be goofy that nobody knows about. I'm not going to say what that is. For those that are interested in sponsoring their pastor, you just got to go to kprz.com, type in the word golf, but you probably should talk to your pastor first. Time is limited. The cutoff, I think, is the beginning part of next week, middle part of next week, somewhere in that range. But it's a great opportunity to be a blessing to those that are often a blessing to you. And if you're a pastor, hey, Jesus said, come ye apart and rest a while. Take a break, play some golf. You don't have to actually know how to play golf. I've seen Happy Gilmore. You can use a hockey stick. That's fine. Probably play about as good as I do. So that gives you an idea. I think I would play golf a lot better if I used a pool cue. Because then I grew up with a pool table. That I could probably pull off. My grandpa, by the way, was a early 1930s Michigan billiards champion. That did not pass over to me.
I think I figured out why you don't golf well. Dave, instead of using the eight ball, it's pretty heavy and trying to whack that thing. Golf balls are smaller. They're easier to hit.
That's probably it. Of course, now it takes me a little longer to actually see the ball, but we won't talk about that. Let's get into our devotional diamond of the day. We're going to take this probably an extra minute or two just to let the robo producer know. This is titled Bigger Than a Church. Bigger Than a Church. Coming out of Romans chapter 12. Verses 3 through 5. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 5 says this. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. I get perplexed why people read that and go, huh? The body of the Lord Jesus Christ is pictured. And I think what takes place is people think of a body. You know, just think of a, you know, like a body. And you got the feet and the ankles and the legs and the waist and the stomach and the chest and the shoulders, elbows, hands, neck, mouth. You know, some people have hair, some people don't, but you can figure that out. Eyeballs, nose, right? You could say that that's an accurate picture of the church at large, the ecclesia, the called out by the Lord. And you could also say that that's an accurate picture of the local church, which in a local church, different people have different functions, different assignments, different things that they need to do. Some people welcome people. Some people pray for people. There's ushers. There's a worship team. There's a teacher. There's different people doing different functions at different times. Often, most people don't see what those functions are. But I want to make sure everybody understands that when we're looking at the body of Christ, there's a twofold element, two sides of the coin. One is the overall ecclesia, big picture of God, and then the other one's the smaller local picture of the body, which is individualized. And it's important to understand that in the local body, as in the big body, not everybody is the shoulder and not everybody is the kneecap. Why is that hard? Okay. Some people are functionality in fingers and some people are functionality in ears. Okay. What's the problem? There is no problem. The problem comes when pride enters the issue, and then you want to say, oh, it's just our body that the Bible's talking about, and there is no overall body, and it doesn't count for any other local bodies. It's like, that's just arrogance. And that's the very thing the scripture speaks against. Listen to what it says. The grace given to me, I say everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to. Never think, oh, it's our group. We're it. We're the true church. I'm telling you. You think I'm kidding. I'm driving down Mira Mesa Boulevard with my wife. We picked up some food that we probably shouldn't have been eating. Okay, it was Burger King. Get over it. And so we're driving back, and there's a church sign. And the church sign, the title of the church sign was the only real true church of Jesus. Like, what have you guys, would you eat crackers that were 10 years old? What is wrong with you? How could you even possibly say that? Well, it's a good thing there was only one church in the book of Revelation that letters went to. Oh, wait, there were seven churches? Well, all those guys don't know that this one church is the only real church. Yeah, you guys have even hear how that sounds. It's like, what? We need to keep our perspective clean. We all do great things and have great moments, but of course, all of that is only because of God. We see here in Scripture that it says, according to the measure that God has assigned, He determines our general and our specific tasks in our life. And even though we're many, we're one body in Christ. It's not a single church. And here's the real big theological question. Well, how do you know, Dave, they're not talking about the individual church? I'm so glad you asked me. Let's look at Scripture. Isn't that the place to look? In Romans chapter 1, verse 1, Paul said, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel, and then go to verse 7. To all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. So who's the letter of Romans to the letter was written to the church at Rome? Who are those people that it was written to? To all those in Rome who are loved by God. There were multiple churches in Rome, multiple splinter groups in Rome. Guess who the letter was written to? All those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. That's a pretty broad picture for multiple entities and body. You're thinking, but there's only one church in Rome at that time. That is absolutely false. There might have been as many as 1,000. It's just the fact of the matter. It's bigger than a church. We are in this together. David said in the Psalms, I am a companion to all them that fear you. It's one another. You got a theological disagreement? fine if you don't agree on eschatology. Not fine if you're unwilling to fellowship because you're a snob. Not cool. Not biblical. Not Christian. Let's just make sure that we separate that. If the body that another brother or sister goes to is different than yours and they love the Lord, serving the Lord, using the Word of God as their authority, and it's not the exact same as you, that doesn't mean it's worse than you, does it? That requires some honesty. And we should be praying for all for one another. That's the biggest key. Because it's the world and Satan that's against us. Remember? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
Terry's son and daughter-in-law have hit a rough patch in their marriage.
Being a mother, the first thing I want to do is jump in and fix it, but I can't. But I can also give them words of encouragement, pray with them, be there for them, and then just teaching them to surrender, giving it to God.
Terry knows that God didn't create the problems in her son's marriage, but she knows God can use them.
They always say, be careful what you pray for, and I've always prayed that the Lord would draw my children closer to the Lord, and that's what he's doing through this hardship and this trial and storm that he's going through. I just look forward to see what God has planned for them.
God will use whatever you're going through to draw you closer to himself, if you'll let him. Let him. Learn more at billygraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith, billygraham.org.
But because of immoralities, each man is to have his own wife and each woman to have her own husband. Hello, this is Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council in Washington. Taking your car for a test drive might be a good idea, but your future spouse? Research suggests that could lead to a total breakdown in your marriage. Unfortunately, more Christians than ever are trying it, with cohabitating numbers shooting through the roof. Houston pastor Gary Thomas says, quote, "It's surprising. I will meet with a couple actively engaged in Bible studies, regularly attending our services, and living together, and they don't feel convicted about it," end quote. These couples are more likely to end up unhappy, unemployed, unfaithful, abused, and divorced. But too many Christians don't believe it or don't care. Almost half of all young people with a religious background approve of living together before marriage, Gallup says. If the country's views on morality are to change, change has to begin in the church first. For more, visit TonyPerkins.com.
When was the last time you stood by a beautiful waterfall and watched the stream and the falls flowing uphill instead of downhill? Well, of course, the answer is never. Everything in life flows downhill naturally, including the quality of our lives, if we're not careful. It takes effort to pump water uphill, and it takes effort to climb higher on the ladder of spiritual maturity as well. The Apostle Paul used words like diligence and work and train and discipline to describe the effort it takes on our part to grow in grace. That's not a contradiction. God provides the grace, and we provide the response in terms of diligence. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's power on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. It looks nice out, doesn't it? It's got that nice look. It's kind of pretty good. I'm going to tell you the traffic right now. Not as bad as normal, which is amazing, because right by where we're at the station, they're doing this major construction work on an intersection, which means on the main intersection, which means it goes kind of slow. Goes a little kind of slow. So, but the weather looks nice. Traffic doesn't look as bad as is usual. I was going to do... So this is how this works. I was going to do the I offend you portion and decided I don't want to do that right now. So you're thinking, well, why don't you want to do that? I don't know. I just think I should wait on it. Although it is pretty funny, but we'll get into it later on. It's called I Offend You, the New University, the Sophomore Years. It's funny. Right? You like that? It's
good. I do.
But we're going to wait on that. And the reason I want to wait on that is because I want to stick with this theme a little bit, but kind of say it differently. So people are like up there going, well, now, Dave, you know, you seem kind of, you know, upset about this when you kind of talk about it. And I do kind of get upset. So I confess that and ask for everybody's forgiveness when I go overboard on it. But here's the deal. The deal and the truth is I do have a Baptist ordination and a Pentecostal ordination. And I think that by and large, I was just mentioning this to Robo Producer, if the Baptists are leading people to Christ and the Pentecostals are praying for people that the Lord touches them, who in the world thinks that the body of Christ doesn't need witnessing in prayer? I mean, it's just in my brain, I think it's inclusive, not exclusive. It's just the way that I process, or maybe it's the way that the Lord raised me. I don't know. I mean, if you read my book, you'll be thinking, you're a loon. That's what I would be thinking if I read the book, which you're welcome to do. I never talk about the book, do I? Really? Hardly ever.
When it first came out, you did, but not much anymore.
Not so much. Yeah. It's not that I guess I wanted to get the story out, and now I'm already working on a second book. Uh-oh. I said that on the air.
Oh, Looney Tunes, the sequel.
No, it's going to be a devotional.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. That's cool.
It's going to be a devotional. That'll be a lot of fun. A lot of people like that more than maybe some of the in-depth stuff that I got into in the other book. And that's not the only book that's in the world. I'm working on stuff. I mean, we just do it piece by piece. We don't do everything at one time. But let's go back to this notion about the church and about David saying, I'm a companion to all them that fear you. And so there's an interesting portion in Proverbs. So I'm going to give this DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, a title. And this title is, You Are Not What You Eat. You are not what you eat. I'll get to that in a split second. For those that don't know about DDDs, Devotional Diamonds of the Day, that's when I'm reading scripture, and right now I'm in Proverbs and Romans, which is kind of a weird place to be. I've been doing English Standard Version in Romans and the Holman Christian Standard Bible in Proverbs, and this will be, it's pretty close to my, I'm getting at that 25 or 26 or 27 range on different translations of reading the Bible all the way through on these different translations. And then the New Testament, I just went bonkers, especially when I was younger. I was bonker reading, 2 hours a day, every day. I just couldn't get enough. So it's not that I can get enough now. Now I read slower, but I think it's because I wear glasses.
Funny things happen when you age.
Yeah, slows down. Some things slow down.
I'm just starting to figure that out.
Yeah. Traffic slows down. A good meal speeds up. The dynamics are a little different. But this titled, You Are Not What You Eat, this is not to fly in the face of nutritionalists per se. Not in its entirety. But the understanding that a lot of people will say, well, you are what you eat, so if you eat a lot of In-N-Out Burger, you're an In-N-Out Burger, or if you eat a lot of cream puffs, you're a cream puff. Or I guess that means if you eat a lot of nails, you're tough as nails. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
If you eat a lot of pastrami.
You're wise. That's different. So the not what you eat has to do with Proverbs 13:20. And Proverbs 13:20 says this, and bear with me as I walk it around. The one who walks with the wise will become wise. But a companion of fools will suffer harm. The one who walks with the wise will become wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. Here's what you got to know. You are not what you eat. You are like who you hang out with. Wow. That's a little different. They're telling me on almost every website and every newscast in the world, you are what you eat. If you drink water, you are water. Okay, that ain't going to work. But I will tell you this, if you hang out with people who are wise, you become wise. If you hang out with fools, guess what? You become foolish. You hang out with people that are not for God, and you develop attitudes that are contrary to God. If you hang out with people who love the Lord, you will find that that rubs off on you, and you'll have an increase in passion. Does that mean that a person who is a Christian should never hang out with a non-Christian? No, and stop trying to do everything in Scripture as absolutes. It's not absolute. You can talk to people in the world. It is permitted. It is given in Scripture that we are to engage with the world. It's in there. But we don't want the worldly influence to rub off on us. And from a statistical point of view or from a percentage point of view, you don't want to hang out mostly with worldly people and then have a small portion of your life with godly people and then try and sit there and figure out why you're always struggling with God issues. It's because you don't hang out with the people of God. And everything you're surrounding yourself with is godless. That's how that works. It's not even, you know, a negative or a positive. If you engage with people at work, and often we have to do this, and you're with people at work 8 hours a day, and they're godless people who blaspheme the Lord and ridicule Christians and mock Christians, it then becomes your responsibility to spend more time or extra time or quality time with people who are Christians so you can get some of that pollution stuff rubbed off of you. If you are fortunate enough to be in a ministry or work where Christian is at the core, you don't have to do that at that same level. But if your place you're working is godless and everything that's coming out is godless and everything they're doing is contrary to Scripture and they're beating you up spiritually on a regular basis, you better get into some specific places of fellowship before you get swallowed whole. And so when Scripture says the one who walks with the wise will become wise and a companion of fools will suffer harm, there's a truth or an element there that if it rubs off on you, it's going to be derogatory. It's going to be negative. And if you hang out with just godless people and don't have any godly fellowship, it's going to affect your Christian walk. So we don't want to do that. We want to take measures to go against that. And one of the things that we try to do on the show, we try to encourage a relationship with the Lord. We try and make sure that people get connected to fellowship in some capacity, which is why you hear me have pastors on here on a regular basis talking about their church. Because you could have been burned in a church. You could have been tired of church and taken a break, which I understand. But you can't stay disconnected from fellowship and expect to use the gifts God has given you to serve his body. And you can't sit there and be, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Negative on the church, since the church, though often a mess, is still God's mess. And the Lord wants us to be working together, participating and working out the elements of our faith. There's no loner Christianity. Even Jesus, to make it as simple as possible, committed himself to 12 guys, of which three can be easily called Larry, Moe, and Curly, and one could absolutely be called Judas because it was Judas, and still committed himself to the 12 in the sense of time and fellowship. He did it knowing that there was problems with these 12. But knowing that he can affect change in their lives. You can't be a loner and so far an independent in a way that you have no fellowship with one another. Can't do that. If you're gonna walk amongst the godly, you will have godliness a part of your atmosphere. In fact, if you want to use this in its ultimate form, the one who walks with the wise will become wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. So who you walk with and who you hang out with affects who you are, which is why you should be walking with God in the first place. But people-wise, you want to walk with people of God. And you know, I get it. I'm not perfect. We can take a poll here at the station and they will tell you that, I'm a little off from time to time, but I love the Lord and I do love the Lord, and I make a lot of mistakes with him, and he knows it, and I know it too. But that desire to do it right for the Lord before me and the Lord, that works with people too. That affects people's atmospheres too. Roman producer sits in here and listens to the show, you know, hour after hour. You know what that has an impact? You're ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Of course it does. It has an impact on me. I hear it myself. I don't listen to my own show. I listen to me talking. Where you hang out with, that makes a big difference. More than what you eat, it's more you hang out, who you hang out with. It's more your fellowship habits. It's more of those tendencies. Hang out with godly people and hang out with God, especially if you're stuck in a job where there's a lot of godlessness. You need to counteract that pollution for sure. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming back. History in our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of process. I just want the thing done. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Most of us don't like the idea of things being under construction, do we? We want to have it built. We want to reach our goals. But listen to Paul's words that he wrote to the Philippians. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. You know, that sounds suspiciously like process, doesn't it? I guess we all need to get used to living in a spiritual construction zone.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Maranatha Christian Schools, one of San Diego's premier private schools, is growing, and we want to invite you to be a part of it. Come tour our campus on Fridays. No appointments necessary. Our friendly admissions staff will be ready to show you our beautiful campus as they tell you about our excellent academics, sports, and arts programs. Plus, you'll learn how we integrate the biblical worldview into our curriculum. As you visit, you'll be able to see inside our classrooms and have a chance to experience our school's environment. Many have said, I truly feel like I'm standing on holy ground. This is where I want my children to go to school. We are serious about what we do, and we have worked hard to provide an environment that fosters creativity, excellence, and community involvement. We're ready for you and your students. Check us out online at MaranathaChristianSchools.org. That's MaranathaChristianSchools.org, or call 858-759-9737. That's 858-759-9737.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Not going to go too deep into this, but I will tell you this. We got three people here at the station who are all pretty good-sized hockey fans. All three of our teams are 1-3. So I was talking to our very own Cameron John, a Chicago Blackhawks fan, and we decided if all the teams get eliminated, we're going to get together and pick a team to root for. That's the level. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, it rubs off on one another. That's kind of what I was kind of communicating there. Maybe people can get that. Couple of things to tell you about today in history for those that are potentially unaware. On this day in 1918, get this one, Baron Manfred von Richthofen, the notorious World War I German flying ace, known as the Red Baron, was killed in action on this day in 1918. Interesting. Let's see, 1997 on this day, the ashes of Timothy Leary, which he was just a drug guy, so that didn't mean much, Gene Roddenberry, and a few other people, 22 others, in fact, blasted off into space for the first space funerals. See?
That's cool.
I got two good things there. People are like, now, watch this one. 1986 on this day, according to the AP, on 1986 on this day, a rediscovered vault in Chicago's Lexington Hotel was linked to Al Capone and was opened during a widely watched live TV special hosted by Geraldo Rivera. Has that guy been around like since the Flintstones? Or what?
He's been around a long time.
A long time. And aside from a few bottles and a sign, the vault turned out to be empty. If I was en route to my departure, I probably wouldn't stick all my stuff in a vault. But then, if you could take that and make a show, they should hire you. That's all I'm saying. They should hire you. That's good. For those that are unaware, on this day, in 1649, this will actually blow your mind. And this day, in 1649, the Maryland Toleration Act, providing for freedom of worship for all Christians, was passed by the Maryland Assembly on this day in 1649. So for those who think that the country's always been super favorable towards Christians in every element, that is, there's a partial truth to that, but there's another truth that Christians have always had to fight for the opportunity to worship. It's not unusual, although many other faiths do not have to do that. Today is also Kindergarten Day. You like that? Kindergarten Day. Why is that important? Kindergarten, actually, the word means children's garden and was created by Friedrich Froebel. I can't even say his name. Friedrich Froebel, who was born on this day in 1782. Okay, let's get our Facebook post music, and then we'll do our Facebook post. What do we got for music? I'm going to go F Troop.
Is that really your guess?
Is that correct?
The Lone Ranger,
oh,
my friend.
Oh, I thought it might have been F Troop. No. This is the Lone Ranger? Oh, yeah. The way you looked at me, like, what a dummy. How did you not know that?
Well, you're pretty accurate.
I remember F Troop. You'll have to find that one. That and Petticoat
Junction.
We'll use
that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. All right, let's cover. We only got about a minute left. Let's make sure we get it done. Exodus chapter 5, verse 2. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." These are two statements that challenge our own thinking. Who is the Lord that I should obey him? And also, he said, "I do not know the Lord." Who is the Lord? I'm going to answer that for you as of Scripture determines. He's the creator of the heaven and the earth, the master of the universe and the multiverse. He is our heavenly Father, the God of comfort, our protector and provider, and much, much more as defined by his own name. I do not know the Lord. Here is the problem. Not just for Pharaoh, but for too many professing Christians. They know of the Lord, but there's no active relationship with the Lord, so they do not know him. To know anyone is to spend time with them, not to know them from a distance through communication, which is active talking and hearing. We know somebody, so be active and know the Lord. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.